I've been consistently calling on the government to act immediately and give the approval for the funding that was requested by Letterkenny Hospital back in the summer for an additional €1.8 million, which would allow them the financial wherewithal to employ the staff needed to add 20 additional beds to the hospital using the short stay ward, which is due to become available again after Christmas. As of yet, despite the immense pressure that the hospital are under, and despite, for example, the fact today that we have 30 patients waiting on trolleys for admission to the hospital, the government has still not given the sanction to what is a very realistic and credible plan from the hospital to address that issue. And as a result, patients across Donegal who are going into the hospital are still suffering from not actually having sufficient capacity in terms of beds. Every day that the government continues to delay in this is a day extra when these beds will not be open, and it's absolutely crucial that the Taoiseach, and I have called on him in the Dáil to do this, takes control of this, understands the stakes that are at play for patients who are in the hospital and looking to get into the hospital, and immediately ensures that funding is provided so that the hospital can make preparations immediately to try and ensure that those 20 additional beds come on stream as soon as possible.
And as you did say, we once again see today a high figure of people awaiting admission to the hospital. This is again a clear sign that the crisis is continuing and action needs to be taken.
Yes, very much so. I mean, most days you were talking in around 20 patients, and many days more than that, waiting on trolleys for admission to the hospital. This also, of course, means then that some day case patients and outpatient operations and treatments could be cancelled as a result of the fact that beds wouldn't be available for patients to come in because of the pressure that's on for A&E admissions. So overall, it makes no sense. It means the hospital can't operate efficiently as a result. And it really comes back to the government's door, and the request has been put on them to ensure that the funding is provided to provide 20 additional beds, and that there is simply no excuse for them not coming ahead and actually doing that, and they need to do so immediately.